This is the NewsRamp Science Podcast. It's Thursday morning, March 12th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Mining news breaks. Powermax Minerals Inc. reports encouraging rare earth sampling results at Cameron REE property. Powermax Minerals Inc. reported encouraging rare earth element sampling results from its Cameron REE property in British Columbia, with soil and surface rock programs identifying multiple priority exploration targets associated with NYF-type pegmatites. Soil sampling revealed total rare earth oxide values ranging from approximately 135 parts per million to 2,840 parts per million TEREO, supporting the presence of RE mineralization in bedrock. The company plans to focus on identifying bedrock sources and advancing targets toward drilling.
Billion-dollar breaks, Graham's Mining Ventures Corp. reports year-end 2025 mineral reserves and resources update. Graham's Mining Ventures Corp. reported a 221% year-over-year increase in mineral reserves, adding 4.64 million ounces of gold from the Oko West project. The company's three-asset portfolio includes the Tocantinzinho mine, Oko West advancing towards first gold production in 2027, and the Gurupi project under development, offering growth opportunities. For more information, visit the Graham's Mining Ventures Corp. newsroom.
GeoVax announces European Society of Medicine publication highlighting Geo-CM04S1 as a next-generation COVID-19 vaccine for immunocompromised patients. GeoVax Labs, Inc. announces the publication of a peer-reviewed article highlighting Geo-CM04S1 as a next-generation COVID-19 vaccine for immunocompromised patients. The dual-antigen MVA-based vaccine aims to address limitations of current vaccines in vulnerable populations by generating broad and durable immune responses. Early data from Phase 2 trials show promising results in patients with weakened immune systems. For more information, visit geovax.com.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Neon Technologies Holdings, Inc. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Neon Technologies Holdings. Neon Technologies, a clinical-stage CNS oncology company, is developing therapies to improve drug delivery to the brain. Their lead program, NEO-212, aims to address key limitations in brain cancer treatment. The company's platform approach combines intranasal and oral drug delivery technologies to enhance CNS drug penetration. NeoOnt recently completed a successful PIPE offering, adding $16 million to their balance sheet.
Unfinally, a monster in Boston program recycling. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.
That's all the content of the NewsRamp.